This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. British police said today a deadly stabbing spree in a park in the southern English town of Reading is now being treated as a terrorism incident. The Counterterrorism Policing Network will take over the investigation. They have detained a 25-year-old suspect in the case and say they are not looking for any other people in connection with the incident. Police say one person stabbed to death three people in a park filled with families and friends just relaxing. Three others were seriously injured. Prime Minister Boris Johnson condemned the, quote, appalling incident, end quote. Britain has witnessed two terror-related attacks in the past year. Black Lives Matter protests against U.S. President Donald Trump began peacefully as the president held his first campaign rally in months in Tulsa, Oklahoma, Saturday, despite warnings from public health officials about the coronavirus. Protesters flooded the city's downtown streets and briefly blocked traffic at an intersection, but police reported just one arrest. Meanwhile, Trump supporters gathered inside the 19,000-seat BOK Center for what was believed to be the largest indoor event in the country since restrictions to prevent the COVID-19 virus began in March. Many of the president's supporters were not wearing masks, despite the recommendations of public health officials to keep the coronavirus from spreading. Some had been camped near the venue since early in the week. More than 464,000 people have died globally from the coronavirus, and that number nears 120,000 in the United States. The number of confirmed infections is 8.8 million globally and more than 2.2 million in the U.S., which is the hardest hit country. The first plane load of international students to return to Australia since COVID-19 border closures is due to touch down in Canberra next month. They must go to mandatory quarantine in a hotel. This is VOA News. Even though Greece is slowly but steadily lifting strict COVID-19 restrictions across the country, it is keeping more than 120,000 asylum seekers in lockdown. They are crammed in overcrowded camps to contain the spread of the coronavirus. It has killed 190 people in the relatively infection-free country. In a terse weekend statement, Greece's Migration and Asylum Ministry said confinement for those in the country's migrant holding centers would be extended through July 5th, the second such extension decreed by authorities since they were first imposed in March. Pope Francis said Sunday the pandemic made many people reflect on their relationship with the environment. At his Sunday address in St. Peter's Square, Francis said the drastic reduction in pollution during coronavirus lockdowns around the world should lead to greater concern for the environment as restrictions are lifted. Iraqi football legend Ahmed Rahdi died Sunday from complications linked to COVID-19. That's according to the health ministry there. Rahdi died just hours before he was to be flown to Jordan for treatment. The 56-year-old scored what remains Iraq's only World Cup finals goal in 1986 against Belgium. He had been hospitalized last week in Baghdad after testing positive for coronavirus, but had checked out Thursday after his condition improved. He relapsed a few hours later and was readmitted, but passed away early Sunday. U.S. Attorney General William Barr confirms U.S. President Donald Trump had fired U.S. Attorney Jeffrey Berman. Berman publicly refused late Friday to step down from his post after the administration abruptly said in a news release that he was being replaced. Berman responded by writing that he had not resigned and had no intention of resigning. Barr's announcement comes less than a week before the House Judiciary Committee is set to hold a hearing where Justice Department officials will testify about political interference at the department. The committee chairman said he intends to invite Berman to testify. A federal judge has ruled former National Security Advisor John Bolton can move forward in publishing his tell-all book. The Trump administration had tried to block the release because of concerns classified information could be exposed. Saturday's decision from U.S. District Judge Royce Lamberth was a victory for Bolton in a court case that involved core First Amendment and national security concerns. In his ruling, Judge Lamberth said, quote, while Bolton's unilateral conduct raises grave national security concerns, the government has not established that an injunction is an appropriate remedy, end quote. But the judge also said it was too late. Quote, with the hundreds of thousands of copies around the globe, many in newsrooms, the damage is done, end quote. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.